Report ranks Mississippi as 7th most gambling addicted state. A recent report from WalletHub reveals that according to some criteria, Mississippi can be considered the 7th most gambling addicted state. Above Mississippi were Nevada, South Dakota, Montana, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, and Oklahoma. Mississippi took 7th place due to the state being number 1 in 3 categories: percentage of adults with gambling disorders, legality of daily fantasy sports, legality of sports gambling, gambling as an addictive disorder. The American Psychological Association, APA, classifies problem gambling as an addictive disorder. Similar to addictions to alcohol and drugs, gambling addictions are characterized by an increasing tolerance, requiring more gambling over time to feel the same satisfaction. Those with the disorder may also experience withdrawal, leading to irritability when attempting to stop. APA researchers note that gambling problems develop over time, but simple actions can prevent this development for many people. These steps include setting a limit on spending or setting an alarm to track gambling time. Responsible gambling in Mississippi. Mississippi offers various ways to gamble responsibly. The state ranks 7th in casinos per capita and 6th in gambling machines per capita. In-person sports betting and mobile fantasy sports betting were legalized in 2018, and the state lottery launched in 2019. However, a bill to legalize online sports betting did not pass in the 2024 legislative session. Gambling generates significant revenue for Mississippi. Sports betting has generated over $13.9 million in state revenues since January. The Mississippi Lottery has generated over $40 million in net proceeds during the same period. WalletHub considered various factors to determine its rankings. For example, it looked at factors such as casinos per adult, commercial casino revenue per adult, the legality of different forms of gambling, the number of online searches for gambling terms, and more. It also looked at the number of adult gambling addicts, gambling-related arrests per adult, the level and type of gambling addiction treatment available, the amount of spending on problem gambling services per adults, and so on.